At West Virginia University's downtown library, students are busy studying, heads down, eyes glued to computer screens. The scene is a bit different from even a decade ago, when books were the main feature. But libraries are still centers of contemplative learning, and WVU's Art in the Libraries program hopes to take advantage of that. This academic year, the library has turned into an oasis of expressions about water.
So we wanted it to be something that people could see when they walked in. So as soon as they came in the door, they were like, oh my gosh, what are those cool panels on the wall? And we didn't want it to be something where they had to kind of walk right up it to see it, because many people, you know, work on the computers in the library.
Megan Kruger helped curate Water. The cross-disciplinary exhibit is splashed across the walls and swells up into the stairwell to the second level of the library. She gives me a tour, quietly. We pass brightly colored panels that provide information about the state's rivers and wetlands. As we turn the corner, the library's beige walls are transformed into a patchwork of watercolor paintings created by the members of the West Virginia Watercolor Association.
So this is kind of just our art in motion wall, so how water and art are interconnected.
And interestingly, you know, I see the pretty waterfalls and things like that, but I also see some acid mine drainage,
yeah,
and some like city water and a cityscape, water pump. So it's really...
Yeah, so it's not just all the good, right? So we wanted to have a kind of a full picture of what West Virginia water looks like, and we wanted to show all sides of it.
The exhibit is also interactive. A staircase between the first and second floors of the library celebrates water-based recreation in a big way. A pair of snowboards and ski poles are suspended in the stairwell.
The company put a cool kind of water graphic down there, so you look like you're kind of like in the stream.
On the second floor, a wall of plastic water bottles, more than a dozen feet high and wide, shows the impacts of plastic pollution. Students crafted the message, "Water is life, plastic is not," from bottle labels. And there's a soundtrack. Through the end of April, a second exhibit devoted to women and water is also being featured in the library's first floor tutoring center. It showcases about 20 photographs, sculptures, and paintings created and curated by West Virginia water stewards, all of them women.
So the pictures depict the women, what they like about their job, what they don't like about their job, what makes them inspired of working in West Virginia and for West Virginia.
WVU Assistant Professor of Geography Martina Angela Carretta helped curate the Women in Water exhibit. The pieces were collected during a retreat she helped organize last year as part of her research into the roles women play in the state's water policy and advocacy fields.
You know, it's an honest, I think, picture or recollection in a way of, you know, the struggle of doing a work that is often underpaid, that often requires free work during weekends, and that is also not fully recognized, you know, by the communities and the society around them.
Robin Blakeman contributed to the exhibit. She works for the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition and submitted a cloth tapestry with slips of paper and ribbon attached. The notes are thoughts and prayers written by attendees of OVEC's first Radical Joy for Hard Times event, hosted in Kanawha State Forest, and later at a conference near Black Mountain, North Carolina. Participants were asked to share about their favorite places. The tapestry sits near photographs depicting the 2014 Elk River chemical spill and objects gathered during the Standing Rock protest in 2016. Blakeman says it's powerful to see the contributions of so many women in one room.
I mean, we do have some strong and great men in the movement for environmental preservation in this state, in this region, but it seems that the majority of the work is being done by women. Is interesting.
Carretta says many of the people who have so far interacted with the exhibit have been surprised about the leading role women in West Virginia play in protecting the state's water resources.
West Virginia has a very strong history when it comes to women being engaged in the labor movement, union movement, also in the environmental movement. For some reason, people like keep on forgetting about it. So that's why it's important to have this exhibit to actually highlight something that we tend to forget like pretty quickly, which is that there are a lot of people, and among them a majority of women, that put in a lot of free time to preserve, you know, the natural resources of our state.
The Women in Water exhibit will remain up through the end of April. The main water exhibit will be up through June.